This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. Noradin Zatelli, professor of physics. He's here to talk about world education systems. Dr. Zatelli is being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Zatelli, in terms of the amount of time students spend in the classroom, there is a disparity around the world. What are the consequences?
Yesterday we mentioned that in terms of the number of hours spent by K-12, the academic year in Europe and Japan is almost twice as that in the U.S. In essence, one of the consequences why our students, they perform less than their European and Japanese counterparts in the sciences. In spite of this time disparity, our educational system is far more successful than those of the other advanced countries. How is this? Well, our educational system is quite effective when it comes to empowering and inculcating in our students a great deal of critical thinking and inquiry-based approach to learning. In essence, our educational system, or we can say maybe our educational system, is less theoretical, less abstract, but more practical than those of Europe and Japan. It is true that the European and Japanese student acquires or amasses more knowledge, but they lack on creativity, practicality, and critical thinking. In short, the U.S. educational system is after quality and effectiveness of learning, not after quantity of hours spent on teaching. This reminds me of a famous Chinese philosopher who said, "It is not he who takes the longest stride who gets there first or fastest."
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.